The purpose of this series of podcasts, What is a Felony DUI in Arizona?, is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide for what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Please keep in mind, almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. The next case in this series, the 10th case, is State v. Spillman. Spillman was issued by the Court of Appeals on August 25, 2015. The facts in Spillman are, the defendant was pulled over by a police officer for speeding and weaving within his lane. After being stopped, the defendant showed the officer an ID card and explained that his license was suspended. The officer said he observed eyes which were watery and bloodshot, that the passenger compartment of the vehicle smelt of alcohol, and there was an open bottle of malt liquor in the passenger seat. The defendant admitted that he had been drinking. The defendant performed poorly on the field sobriety test and was then arrested. The defendant's blood was drawn pursuant to a warrant approximately 4 hours after the traffic stop and was tested at a 0.121%. At trial, an expert testified that based on the test results, the blood alcohol level was between a 0.14% and a 0.182% within 2 hours of driving. The defendant was charged with two counts of aggravated DUI, driving while impaired with a suspended license, and driving with an alcohol level of 0.08% or more within 2 hours of driving with a suspended license. The defendant went to a jury trial, was found guilty, and then appealed after sentencing. The Court of Appeals decision did not discuss any legal issues in the decision. The sentence was the defendant was sentenced to concurrent 3-year terms of probation to be again, following 4 months of incarceration with credit for 33 days of pre-sentence incarceration. The memorandum decision of State v. Spillman is attached to the transcript of this recording.